Many nations in Africa are expressing outrage over the killing of George Floyd. His death also prompted this response on Twitter from the U.S. ambassador in Kenya, Kyle McCarter.
The voices of the American people, mine included, reflect the horror and anger at the repugnant acts of these officers.
Police brutality is also a problem in Kenya. Kenyan activists say more than a dozen people have been killed by police there during the coronavirus lockdown, including children. The World's Halima Gikandi brings us that story.
Earlier this week, Nafula Wafula, a Kenyan activist, got a call from an American friend living in Nairobi. They talked about the recent police killing of George Floyd, and they wanted to do something. Kenya is still under curfew due to the coronavirus, and there are limits on public gatherings. So Wafula and her friend decided to organize a small demonstration outside of the U.S. Embassy in Nairobi.
The march did not only focus on George Floyd and the issues happening in the U.S., but they also focused. We also focused on what's happening in Kenya in terms of police brutality and extrajudicial killings.
Wafula's brother lives in the U.S. The killing reminded her of something that many middle-class Kenyans don't often speak about. When it comes to police brutality and misconduct in Kenya, it often happens in poor neighborhoods.
So if you come from an informal urban settlement, you come from the slums, then chances are you're very highly likely to experience police brutality. Abuse of power also exists, and very many people are affected by it.
For years, activists have been calling attention to violence by Kenya's police force. They've documented extrajudicial killings by police. Last year, more than 100 people died from police violence, according to human rights groups. They say excessive police force has gotten worse during the coronavirus. After a police officer reportedly shot a homeless man dead in the poor Nairobi neighborhood of Mathare, hundreds of residents violated the curfew to protest on Monday night. In this video on social media, demonstrators can be seen burning tires. Last Friday, Kenyan police officers killed two children, and a woman lost her unborn baby during a police raid in the coastal region of Kwale. Activists say Kenyan Muslims and Somalis are often targeted by security forces. Here's one of the family members from Kwale speaking to activists about the recent police raid. He says officers burst into their home and started shooting. Robbie Chacha is a Kenyan human rights attorney in Nairobi. He moved back to Kenya from San Francisco in March. He says what's happening in the U.S. is already having an impact in Kenya, where police violence isn't often covered by local media.
The events happening in the U.S. have sort of sparked police accountability questions here in Kenya as well.
On Tuesday, Kenya's national police spokesman, Charles Owino, went on national television. He was asked about police brutality.
Let's take action against individual police officers who are erratic, but let's support the police. Let's not set the public against our police officers.
There have been some police reforms in recent years. On Tuesday, a Kenyan prosecutor approved the arrest of a police officer connected to the killing of a 13-year-old boy. He was shot in March. But Chacha, the lawyer, says an arrest is one thing. These cases move slowly and convictions are rare.
I think there have been great strides in terms of police reform. The only concern for me and for many other Kenyans is why those do not reflect in justice for these victims and their families as well.
Still, Chacha hopes that the events in the U.S. will remind Kenya's middle class, especially those living abroad, about the policing problems at home. For The World, I'm Halima Gikandi.